It's been 1 year since Michigan passed a hands-free driving law that bans drivers from handling their phone while on the road. But who among us has violated that law? A majority of states now have a similar law on the books, but has it worked? Will it work in the future? WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne joins us to look at the numbers and talk about this. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Jamie. Good morning, guys. Michigan State Police say the troopers across the state stopped about 4,057 drivers for cell phone use between June 30th, 2023 and April 20th of this year. So that means about 14 cases per day. Now, of those, 53% were cited, 1,913 were released with verbal warnings. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw tells MLive there appears to be a small dip in distracted driving crashes since the hands-free law was enacted, but predicts it's going to take about 5 years' worth of data to figure out if this law is successful. The Kent County Sheriff's spokesman says deputies report about half of the people they pull over for having a phone in their hands. Well, they claim they don't know Michigan has a law like this. The law prohibits cell phone use unless through Bluetooth, and that includes if the vehicle is stopped at traffic, in traffic, or at a traffic signal. The violation is a civil infraction. It's about a $100 fine, 16 hours of community service. For a first offense, a second offense doubles that possibility. So where are most of these stops occurring? The top three counties are Oakland County, Wayne County, and Macomb County. That's also, of course, where most of the drivers are. And according to one data expert, all of us guys might want to keep this in mind as we get into the car today or a vehicle today. If you get in your car and you pick up your cell phone, you're increasing your crash risk by about 300%.
That is just a crazy number when you talk about it.
It is.
And you just think you can do it, no problem. I just have this one text to send. And sometimes I like to think to myself, is this text even worth it? Does it matter that much? Mm-hmm. It can go in 10 minutes, not right now.
Well, when I'm on the freeway every day, especially going out to my mom's, taking 696 out to 275, and I'm telling you, I pass a car every day, at least one, maybe two. That's going very, very slow or straddling the lines. And when I get around them, they have the phone in their hand and they're talking in it.
Well, and, you know, I understand that people may not know how to pair their phone to their car. But the other thing I see is people have it on speaker and they're holding it up and they're talking into it with a flat palm as they're going down the road.
Yes.
And you just go, well, why would you do that? Maybe they think that they don't have as many blind spots. The other thing is, you know what? Pedestrians need to put down their cell phones when they're crossing the street.
Oh, I was in Royal Oak.
How often do you see that in the crosswalks now?
I was in Royal Oak over the weekend, and I'm walking across the street, and this guy is coming towards me with his head down in his phone, and I stood there, and he ran into me. And he said, excuse me, but he ran right into – I just stood there because I knew he was going to do it, so I just wanted to – get his attention. And I did.
It wasn't a drive-by.
Well,
it was a walk-by.
Those walkers are dangerous, too. But Marie's report is about the drivers. And the whole police hope is that we put them down, Marie.
Absolutely. I think one of the most interesting things about all of this is that they've found that people, once they're pulled over, will tell the police, oh, I didn't know there was a law about
that. So education then. More education.
Well, but you know what? The Michigan State Police are saying, look, the governor came out and talked about this. They've had heavy media coverage, radio, TV, newspapers,
billboards,
on socials, right? Everywhere. That excuse is a little lame.
I think people know, and they're just violating on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the cops say ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly. But we all should know that. And it's and they also talk about the police also report that when they, a lot of times they see people looking down at their laps. So they're trying to keep the phone down so nobody sees that they're like looking at it, but their heads are down. So they're still looking at
Let's
their
just
phones.
Put it in the back seat.
Yeah.
Just put your phone in the back seat. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
I brought.